The ascension is not Jesus making his escape or simply saying goodbye. Jesus is leaving this earth behind, but he does not abandon it. It is, in fact, a cause for hope. And not just because he promised to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whose coming we eagerly anticipate next Sunday at Pentecost. Jesus himself tells us in the last line of today's gospel, the last line of Matthew's entire gospel, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Jesus is entering into his glory as he ascends, but he does not abandon his humanity. The Son of God still has a human body. How is that possible? It's one of the great mysteries of our faith, the great mysteries of God, that the Son of God has a human body. Does he still exist in space then? No. He has a material physical body and yet is not bound by time and space. Hence, he is bodily present in every Eucharistic celebration, every tabernacle. He is present in his humanity, his body and blood, his soul and his divinity. Maybe have some analogy for something traveling at light speed, existing in an infinite number of places at the same time. But of course, the Son of God is not part of creation. He is God, so he's beyond our understanding of the universe. But yet, once he took on a human nature, the incarnation is not undone. His body remains a part of creation. And in bringing his whole human nature, body and soul, up to heaven, Jesus completes the work of our redemption, the work of restoring creation to the glory that had been lost by sin. It was not just that he died for our sins, not just that he rose from the dead. Our redemption was not an oil change. All redeemed, you're good to go. Go where? No, he does not just leave us redeemed from the past without a direction for the future. He died, he rose, and then he ascended. And as before, Jesus is not just telling us what our path will be or what we must do. He shows us, "You too will die with me. You too will rise with me. And you too will ascend into heaven." Be raised up into heaven. So that's what Jesus is doing on this great feast. That last line, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And the other line that stands out to me is about the apostles. What about them? The apostles believed, but they doubted. Isn't this a self-contradictory statement? Or they worshiped, but they doubted, rather. And yes, it is self-contradictory. But in my reading of it, it goes back to what I was just hinting at. I don't think that the apostles doubted at this point who Jesus was or what he was capable of doing. But I think maybe the doubt was, what next? Jesus Christ was unpredictable at the best of times. But after his resurrection, he is completely so. He appears without warning and disappears in the same way. He walks through walls. He sends them to Galilee, to Jerusalem. And today, the mountain where Jesus ascends from, if you take Matthew's account, it's from the gospel, it's in Galilee. But if you were to follow from the reading from Luke's account in Acts of the Apostles, just a little past our first reading, he names it as the Mount of Olives. And what an interesting place to have them gather together. Perhaps they were wondering, doubting, one could say, what purpose Jesus could have in bringing them all back together in the place where they had all abandoned him and fled. But he brings them together to send them out once more, not in fear, but in the conviction that they must bring the gospel to all creation, that they are also made new by the resurrection and by the ascension. And they are to bring that new life to the whole world, to all nations. So what does Jesus want from the apostles? What does he want from us? He wants the whole world to be saved. He wants all creation to be made new, to know the good news. Now, if we look at ourselves, what do we want? Are we not full of self-contradictions, like, I worshiped, but I doubted. I want to teach all nations, but I also don't want to be rejected or dismissed or embarrassed. I want to be holy, but I also want to appear holy, to be admired. I want to speak the truth that needs to be said, but I also want to be right or the other person to be wrong. Or I want to win, do my best in a sports competition, but I also want the other team to lose. Or I want to experience the peace of Christ, the peace that only Christ can give, that I know the world and all its entertainments and distractions cannot provide. And yet, giving Jesus 15 minutes to open my heart to him and his peace is the last thing that I want to do today. And I'll rather just flee to those distractions. And so we need someone with a higher perspective, that the saints share in this as well, but Jesus, above all, he has ascended not to abandon us, but he is always with us. Not limited by space or time, he is always with us, bodily, physically, sharing our humanity still in the Eucharist. He ascended as a general ascends to the high ground to see the whole battlefield. He sees our place in his plan, our position in life much clearer than we do. And so we need that someone bigger than ourselves to be with us, to walk beside us, and to live within us, to make sense of the complicated motivations of our hearts that we can't untangle or figure out for ourselves. But we allow Jesus to live within us, to purify our hearts. We submit our motivations to him. And maybe we know the right thing. We have been taught to follow, to observe all that has been commanded by Christ. And so we choose the right thing. And maybe it's not always for the best of reasons. But we submit our desires, our motivations to Christ. And little by little, he purifies our hearts to serve him wholeheartedly, to be ever more aware of his life within us, of his presence beside us. We are able to trust and to hope in that eternal life that he offers. One of the lines that was presented to us several times in Lourdes when we got to go there after Easter was Mary's words to Bernadette, that I do not promise you happiness in this life, but in the world to come. And that is the hope that Jesus offers us. That yes, there will be times when we die with him, but we will rise with him if we live with him and he lives within us. And one day we will ascend to be with him in heavenly glory forever.